with me now, Rabe Spiewak. Welcome, Rabe.
Nice to be here. How you doing?
Great. What's your participation with Don and Mike?
My participation? I am the lowest man on the Don and Mike totem pole.
Oh, sure.
No, really. I have to try to keep the fire from hitting anyone above me, but... Tonight, actually, a lot of times good things happen, and tonight I get to go to the telethon. I've been a big telethon watcher for a long time. I've watched every year. It's a big thrill to meet Jerry. I think everyone has to be named Jerry.
Yes,
on the telethon.
Don't say that.
I call myself Jerry Spiewak tonight, or perhaps Jerry. But we have here is the
Jerry.
Which is really kind of exciting, because every time you call in with sort of a sizey pledge of any sort, you can get yourself on the starboard. A pledge of $500 or more.
Now, Rob, this was a moment you'd looked forward to your whole life, really being on the telethon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I watch 20 hours of the telethon every year.
All 20 hours, don't you?
Usually aided by some liquid. But yeah,
there you go.
Be it beer or something else.
All over the, it'd make you really mad if I looked over here, wouldn't it?
Rob told me.
I'm messing with TV people because I'm on the radio. This is the starboard, and if you pledge $500 or more, you get to be on a gold star. If you pledge $250
I go outside and get some sun on a beautiful summer weekend.
Most generous people now.
He can log 20 hours watching the telephone.
Bill Danner from Warrington. Mr. and Mrs. John K. Cassidy from Arlington. Alita Briggs from Centerville. Matthew Husterson from...
You're wearing a tux now during this, weren't you, Rob?
As I always do when I watch it.
Thanks so much for your generosity.
They wouldn't allow you to sing You'll Never Walk Alone, though.
I asked.
Yep. You might want to keep in mind, you know, there's really its own reward to give to the telethon, but we've sweetened the pot a little bit, and I'm going to get a shameless plug here. It's WJFK, which is the home of the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show, has recently secured the broadcasting rights for the Redskins. The Washington Redskins, Jerry.
Game this year.
You know, how about, did we see that game? Was that great today?
Whoa, Redskins.
Well, I'm glad
Jerry.
They won because it makes this a little
He's
more
topical.
Collectible. This is a Redskins hat, and it was signed by Norv Turner, which is kind of exciting. You can see right there, and he signed it Norville, so you know it's genuine. But, yeah, this is a genuine hat, and if you're feeling, maybe you want to pledge, maybe you don't, you want to make a real generous pledge, call in, and we can see about making an arrangement, and you can get yourself a real Norv Turner hat, which is kind of exciting. And now, something I've been waiting to say on a telethon for about a million years. Jerry, my friend.
Yo, thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
that. All right, thanks for being with us.
WB. Too much of a stretch for him to remember the name, isn't it?
Duh.
Yeah, thanks for being with us, you.
Hey, you.
Well, hold on to that one, Rob. That's a keeper. And one more from the R's.
All right.
Ronald Reagan. Is this the tape where he doesn't... He doesn't know about... Oh, no, this is... We got two Reagan tapes.
Right.
Here's where he talks about music.
Vivid, tender music that warms our hearts right here in Washington, D.C.
Now, that one I think we can get rid of.
Yeah, we can get rid of that one.
Because here's a great Reagan tape.
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly that I want to find out, I want to get to the bottom of this and find out all that has happened. And so far, I've told you all that I know. And you know, the truth of the matter is, for quite some long time, all that you knew was what I told you.
Buzz, as you did with the Bill Cosby tape, would you mind explaining that one to me?
It's beyond explanation. I don't know.
But it's good.
So we keep that one and we get rid of the other one, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Be right back. I've always wanted to say this on the radio. Here's Andy Williams.
The most wonderful time.
This is great.
Two champions of the Bill of Rights, especially the crap about honoring thy father and mother, Don and Mike.
Hi, thank you for listening. We are going through the tapes from A to Z. The only person that likes this is Kathy Lee Gifford, right?
Yeah, he's on her special.
What did Tom Shales write about that? He wrote... Frank Gifford says he's known Andy Williams a long time, and you believe him? Yeah. Hi, welcome back to the program. Buzz will have news in a second. We're going through the tapes today.
We're doing the best job we can.
We suck at this.
We're terrible at this.
We're the worst at this. Broyhill informed me during the break that the only real progress we made was when we went through the tapes of the lame celebrities.
Yeah. Good.
Once we've gotten to the real tapes, the tapes that we really need to make some damage, and we haven't done anything.
We got
to
be tougher.
We'll do this today. Then tomorrow, we'll have the Highway Love Connection for New Year's Eve. We'll give away some passes to our New Year's Eve party tomorrow. The traditional reading of the Hamburger James story.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read that to Charlie Stuang Stabilak on tomorrow's program. Also tomorrow, for the last time, Yo-Ho Mama.
Oh, that's great. And really, isn't that where it all started, that
game? Sure did, with the ho-ho-ho stuff. And tomorrow night, from 8 until 10, we'll be at the Blockbuster Video in Clifton, Virginia.
Hallelujah.
Signing our interactive CD-ROM, The World of Don and Mike. Pony up $39.99, and it's yours tomorrow night. We'll be glad to sign them for you. We'll only have 1,000, so get there early. And, of course, there'll be in-house demonstrations of our CD-ROM at the Blockbuster Video in Clifton, Virginia. For information, I know some people have already been talking about going down and parking out in line to make sure that they get there early.
Yeah.
You'll want to call 703-631-8828.
We know there's going to be a good crowd down there, and we're looking forward to meeting each and every one of you.
That'll be the last time, incidentally. We'll be out signing these CD-ROMs for Christmas.
Yeah, if you didn't get to the phone and order it with the 1-800-529-9900 number, this will be a chance to get a last-minute Christmas present.
And if you ordered it and you've received it in the mail, bring it by. We'd be glad to sign it for you. That's tomorrow night at Blockbuster Video. Not to throw out too much stuff at once, but if you have questions about the interactive CD-ROM, if you need to know the system requirements on IBM and Mac,
right.
If you need to know how to install it, if you have technical information that you need to know or questions, call 703-691-1067.
They'll help you right away.
That's our 24-hour information line. Okay, we've moved on to the T's now. What can we get rid of?
T!
Here we go. There's love here.
When there's love here, love and friends in the form of 24 operators. That need to know your Bank America number. Yes, they do. Why shouldn't you give? Doesn't the Lord deserve what you have?
This is maybe the oldest tape we have, isn't it?
Yes,
it's great.
Way up there.
Doesn't get old.
Doesn't the Lord deserve a circular driveway?
Yes, he does.
And doesn't the Lord deserve a Porsche? Yes, he does, and he's asked me to drive it.
I love that.
Can't get rid of that.
No, that is a classic.
Can't do it. All right, continuing in the tease. Here's Telly Savalas from that album we have where he sings, where he introduces a country western song.
It's called Country Western Music. You know, when I was a kid,
Streets of New York.
2015.
Love this. Why are we
taping? Why? Come from out west, they say.
Because it's funny.
Out west to us was...
the music in the background.
So out west was inconceivable. But there was a sound that wasn't. It was haunting and melodic and sad. And I've always loved it. They called it country and western music then. It has not only enveloped our country... all over the world. They still call it country and western music, and I still call it totally, totally beautiful.
That's a keeper.
Telly, baby.
All right, this is trained professional. Is this the Die Hard tape? Is this Bruce Willis?
Don't try this at home, folks. I'm a trained professional. There's me, and there's Super Dave.
See ya.
Oh, come on.
You don't like that one?
Well, no, I do like that one. Sometimes you need a little fast one.
Right.
That's just a little fast one. Wait, you didn't like that one either?
We have several hundred little fast ones.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yes, sure, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
It's like getting rid of a member of the family.
Don't try this at home, folks. I'm a trained professional. There's me, and there's Super Dave.
You heartless bastards. Okay. This is killing me to do this. Okay.
I didn't know that one. It's amazing. Certain ones that mean a lot to you surprise me.
Okay, yeah. Here's one we can't get rid of. Also from the T's.
That's nice.
We love that.
Yeah. That's nice.
That is nice.
That's nice.
All right, here's another one from the T's. I think this is Artie from the Larry Sanders Show.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
That one gets a workout on this show.
Absolutely, Artie.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Okay. From the T's, here's Total Recall.
Get ready for a surprise.
It's when Arnold explodes.
That one I think we could get rid of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Couldn't agree more.
Okay. All right.
All right, we're making progress.
Okay. All right. Here's Thurman Thomas. From the Buffalo Bills. I guess it's a tape of him getting pissed off. Is that what it is, Charlie? Yes. Okay, here it is.
Media people, y'all, write all that bullshit about, you know, they need to do this, they need to do that. You know, hey, we're going to do what we want to do. I don't give a damn what y'all say or how y'all go about saying it. We're going to do it the way we want to do it. And, you know, I might take a lot of criticism after leaving this podium or whatever, but y'all are not playing. Half of you don't even know how to play football, all right? So don't even ask no stupid question like that, all right? You want to come up with a game plan, you come up with a game plan.
Don't you want to get some momentum going now?
You don't you think we got... No, I think 44 points is enough damn momentum to go...
Yeah, that's a keeper. It's Thurman Thomas getting mad.
Something about athletes raving out that's really kind of special.
Okay, here is... Harry Carey.
Let me hear you!
Oh, this is classic.
Everybody!
Yeah.
A one! A two! I'm bleeding internally! I can't feel my legs! Steve Stone, for God's sake! Something hurts and I can't find it! There's blood in my stool!
I'll never be cracking walnuts again.
I like the hooray at the end. What's this?
Hey!
Hey! Okay, that's a keeper.
And if you've ever been, I really think, as much as I'm a Boston Red Sox fan and we argue about the Cubs and the Red Sox, that was, without question, the best time we have ever had at a sporting event. It was that Wrigley Field day that we went up there, man.
It was the whole weekend. You got to give it the whole Chicago package.
Oh, man, it was terrific.
It was going to Navy Pier with Gary Rosnick.
and losing him in the wee hours of the morning when he didn't show up.
It was going to Harry Carey's restaurant and seeing Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah, and leaving the restaurant, really. And who knows how good the meal was, but we were all saying this was the greatest meal we ever had.
It was Gary Rosnick taking a picture of his genitals.
Yep, with a lady's camera.
The girl's camera, girl that was sitting next to us at the game, she was taking our picture, and when she turned her head, he exposed himself and took a picture of it
with her little Instamatic. And this lady also was really, she was very attractive. How do I put this nicely? She
hey,
was
huge.
Attractive in a she was softic big, sort of way.
Big beauty.
And the guys in back of us, who we became friends with at this game, were cheering. And they were cheering, but they really weren't cheering for the game. They were actually
cheering for her huge breasts.
For her anatomy, and they would say it in such a way that we were the only ones that knew they were saying that, and she did not catch on to
that's
that.
That's a hey, huge play.
Come on, big. Oh, God.
And do you remember how that ended? That weekend, when we went to Chicago with a couple of friends, we ended with some beautiful toilet art.
Oh, yes. Yes, decorated the toilet with our room service.
Yeah,
the maid that came in there might have thought that the individual had passed away.
I mean, it was ketchup and Tabasco sauce and little bits of bread. And
everybody contributed to the toilet art, and we were very proud of ourselves as we left. All confined to the porcelain. It's terrific.
Oh, God. Yeah, I got a problem up here in room 402. Can somebody come up here and help me, please?
And then we left.
Great weekend. Mm-hmm. Great weekend with the Cubs. Okay, here's another one from Total Recall.
There!
Sorry, Quaid. Your whole life.
Sharon Stone.
Dream.
If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
Beats me. I just work here.
We got to keep that, right?
Who the hell am I?
Okay. Oh, here's Robert Tilton. This is the only piece of tape we have with Robert Tilton.
So what?
Yeah, the TV preacher.
So what?
He's answering some allegations right there.
Somebody says to him, you take the money and you buy a Cadillac, you buy a house in the Bahamas, and that's his response. And I remember now when we first started playing, think how much he sounds like Andy's deputy, Barney Fife.
Sure.
Listen to this.
So what?
Very much. Robert Tilton. All so right. What?
So what?
Okay. Here's another one. Too big.
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
Oh, gotta keep that one.
That's a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one. Why is this under T? Maybe it's the guy that says it. Buzz, this is your handwriting on this cartridge.
Those aren't roses.
Trapicante?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near the White House. That must be marijuana because President Bush seems stoned.
And who is he?
Buzz. Trafficant was an Ohio lawmaker. But it also could be under T because his first word is that.
Okay. Well, we're keeping it either way,
if
Charlie.
If Buzz filed it, it's for traffic, and if Charles filed it, it's for that.
This one says they're back.
They're back!
Where is that from, Charlie?
Poltergeist.
Yeah. Oh, well then.
They're back!
Oh, that's a keeper. Yeah, I didn't even know we had that in the repertoire.
Carol Ann.
One more from the T's before we got a break. Three Stooges?
Oh, yeah. Keep it.
Abba Dabba Honeymoon. Oh, I love these boys. We haven't had this one for a long time.
Abba Dabba Dabba
Dabba Dabba Dabba Dabba
said the chimpanzee to the monkey.
Yeah.
Abba Dabba 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 said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away.
Yeah.
All day long they were happy and gay.
I love this.
Swinging and singing in a hunky dunky way.
Abba Dabba 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 get the instrument to the hospital.
Abba Dabba monkey talking chimp, I love you too.
Joe.
And the big baboon one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their
Abba Dabba honeymoon.
Okay, I don't want to put it on the vinyl.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper. Oh, we have to do news now.
Yes, we do.
It's time for the Buzz Burbank portion of this program, and we'll get to it right after this. I'll be filed under the B's.
Yes.
First, duh.
T then.
Filed under the T's. Yeah. Be right back.
I am somebody.
WJFK. Using the Comedy Zamboni to clean the ice of life. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Howdy, hi, and thank you for listening in Worcester, Massachusetts on 98.9 WXXW FM in Boise, Idaho on KFXD. And thanks for listening in St. Louis every day on 550 KSD. Back to the tapes. Back to the wacky tapes, the A to Z tapes.
Boy, they're all neatly arranged for a sabotage, aren't they?
But first, can I just break in for a second with a brief Disney bulletin?
Yes, a Disney bulletin. What has happened in the world of Disney?
Well, two stories that are not very good for Disney.
Oh, dear.
You know, we don't like to read any stories about Disney that aren't positive, but yeah, we're going to force ourselves to do it here.
Well, we have to provide people with information. That's our job.
One person is dead and others are hurt after a botched boat stunt on the set of the new Disney movie, Gone Fishing.
Oh, my God.
Victims are stuntmen or extras. Don't know for sure. The movie starring Joe Pesci and Danny Glover is being filmed in the Florida Everglades. Identities of the victims are not yet available. Details are sketchy, but officials say that a boat was due to go off a ramp, flipped on its side. The boat landed in a crowd of people.
Oh, my God.
The movie's a comedy.
Yeah. Gone Fishing, it sounds like a comedy.
About two men who win a dream fishing vacation in Florida. But wait, there's more on the Disney front.
There's more Disney news?
A lawsuit's been filed over sexual images people are seeing in Disney movies. Janet Gilmer of Fayetteville, Arkansas. God bless her pea-picking heart. She's accusing Disney of fraud and negligence for releasing videos of The Lion King and The Little Mermaid with hidden sexual images.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she sees the word sex in a cloud of dust in The Lion King. And she sees an erect penis hidden in the underwater castle of the Little Mermaid.
Go to the castle, my dear.
Disney denies the images are there. Disney denies anybody was killed in the boating accident today.
I gotta tell you right now, we'll sell more of those Little Mermaids if we put, dirty pictures in the clouds.
Disney denies everything. That's the Disney update.
Of course they deny everything.
Now back to the tapes, our drop-ins from A to Z. In order to make more headway, we have gone back to the celebrity tapes.
We have lots of celebs.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, last hour we really didn't do a good job of being heartless.
We were not tough at all.
Now, this time, it's Heartless City.
Heartless City right here. Let's be tough.
You ready?
Tough.
Let's get rid of the tapes that we really don't need.
Tough like Ditka.
All right, here's the first one. The rock band Warrant.
Hello, this is Joey.
Hey, what's happening? This is Jerry, and we're Warrant, and we never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'll see you later.
All right, good.
History.
Good. Yeah. That one's out of
there. Bye, Warrant.
Okay, here's Peter Frampton.
Hi, this is Peter Frampton, and I never, I mean never, listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Please feel free to ad lib. Oh, I see, right.
Good demonstration of rock and roll stupidity right there.
He was not doing that to be funny.
Yeah, he was reading that on the card. Please feel free to ad lib at will.
He's really that dumb.
On the heels of his big comeback of Frampton Comes Alive 2.
He's out?
He's got to be out because he's just not going to. We're not going to see him again.
See you, Doug.
All right, he's out. No way we can say goodbye to this father and son team.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
How can we get rid of that?
Then Robbie Knievel adds his own little homespun charm to that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, so you're totally wrong.
Anyway, love your show. And all right, listen, thank you very much, guys.
See if she figures this one out. Moron.
Moron.
Yeah, point at yourself when you tell her that one.
Moron. Me, moron. You, Korean girl.
Ah, moron.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
On the air. Hey, you know what? I want to know what the deal is. What's your problem?
With what?
I love those generic calls. What's the problem?
With Dennis Murphy. He calls up, you hang up on him, you cut him off. I love that guy.
Well, listen, Dennis Murphy gets more airtime on this program than anybody else does. Many times, Dennis calls with nothing to say. When Dennis has something to say, I give him all the airtime that's necessary.
We love Dennis Murphy. You should know that. If you're a regular listener to this program, you should know that we love Dennis Murphy.
So he's just like a regular caller.
That's all he is. He's just a guy that listens to the show.
All right. Keep up the good work.
I'm glad we solved that argument.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Can I just ask what your problem is with Pharrell and the Grease Man?
Besides the fact that I think that their radio shows suck, I have nothing against either of them personally. And I will even go as far as to say that the Grease Man show is better than Pharrell's show.
I agree with you there.
Pharrell has the worst radio show that I have ever heard in my life of anybody. Anybody.
Oh, come on. They are brilliant disc jockeys.
Well, let me tell you something. If they're so brilliant, how come they both got a 0.0 rating in the Arbitron ratings?
All right. Well, you know that...
Well, no. Hold on. Don't blow by that. If they are so brilliant, how come they both have shows that garner no ratings?
Well, maybe people are just too scared to admit it. Did they listen to that?
No. It's shows like this people are scared to admit to, and that doesn't stop us from having very, very good ratings.
But you remember that guy, Steve Rico, I think was his name?
Is that what this whole thing is about? You troublemaker, why I ought to...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, great, thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you. Hello?
Yes, of course you do. We're here with all the answers.
Oh, hey, what do you think Howard Stern's new movie's going to do? Yeah.
You know, I think his movie will do great. Are you just trying to call to bust my balls about Howard Stern? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
Howard, listen. You know what? I'm going to tell you something that I read about Jay Leno, and I said that I admired Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Leno said, "Listen, I watch David Letterman. So if you're calling to bust my balls, yes, I have listened to Howard Stern's radio program. So
no, I'm not calling to bust your balls. I was just
Think his movie will do? I think his movie will do."
Because you guys do the movie thing every week. I was just wondering.
When his movie comes out, we'll review it like we review all other movies.
All movies, and we have to review it before we haven't seen it.
I understand.
And we will not be seeing it, so we will be able to review it.
Yeah, I don't mean anything by it, right?
Yeah, right.
No, let's see. We know what you're up to.
You're very transparent, very limited, and you have very limited scope.
No, that's not true.
And you should wash your mouth out with that scope, too.
Very true.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops. Hold on. Listen, you know, I make no bones about the fact that I listen to everybody on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to every single radio show that is done because I am a radiophile and I am a radio junkie. Hello? Hello?
And everybody in this business brings different things to the table, and that's why you listen to them.
You know, it's like, here's the point. This is why I sometimes get defensive when guys like that call. Because guys like that think that Howard Stern invented radio.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he didn't. He's got a good show. I like his show sometimes when I listen to it.
It makes me laugh.
But there's plenty of other guys that do shows that make me laugh, too. Do you think Johnny Carson sits at home every night and goes, "God damn that Jay Leno." I thought of sitting at a desk and interviewing people.
Sure.
No, of course not. Everybody does the same show, for God's sakes.
That's why it's all called show business.
$13.
$13 what?
$2 for a GD.
Oh, man.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thanks for keeping track of that, though, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. Great.
He's going to wrestle you for that money, incidentally, at the end of the month. Buzz is going to have to, like, wrap his arms around your waist to get that money out of you.
An angel of mercy. That's Buzz Burbank. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Great. Thank you.
Look, I know this is kind of late, but I wanted to get the number for the CD-ROM, the Clues.
Sure. It's 703-730-0212. Look forward, my friend, not behind. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Penis.
That's fine. That's more than adequate. That will not stop
actually,
the phone
scan. One of our better calls.
Hello.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Fine. You're on the air.
Yeah, great. You all know you love Howard. He's the greatest.
No, I mean, we just got done saying we both enjoy the show. It makes us laugh like we laugh at many other radio programs.
So what is the problem?
Well, that's not no problem. It's just you copy him so much.
Now, are you there or did you hang up?
No, he ran.
Hung up like a coward.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. Listen, I got nothing against Howard Stern. I got nothing against Anus in the Morning. I've got nothing against any of these guys. But for goodness sakes, ladies and gentlemen, all we're talking about is guys getting in a studio and doing a radio show and trying to be entertaining.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And that's our arena, and we love being in that arena.
And I'll talk to anybody about that who's got the balls to stay on the phone and not run like a little baby. Not like that big pussy from yesterday who never called back after he sent me that fax.
Yeah, but he was sitting there in his tub with tapioca pudding and enjoying himself. His body was shaking. He was enjoying himself so much.
Taking a trip to Nut City. Hello?
Don.
Speaking of nuts, hello?
Don.
Yes?
This is Paul. How you doing, man?
Great, my friend.
Hey, I love y'all's show. This is the first time I've ever gotten through. I tried to call a second ago, and I got through, but my stupid cellular phone hung up on you. Hey.
Your phone hung up on you?
Yeah, well, I got a little electrical problem, and so anyway, I love y'all's show. Y'all do a great show. I don't get to listen to y'all that much because my hard-ass boss doesn't let me listen to the radio.
Well, thank
in my
you
office.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So hey, y'all do a great show. Thanks a lot.
We sure do. You're right about that. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. I had a question, and yesterday you said Schwarzenegger got signed to do Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
Whatever happened to Patrick Stewart? I thought he was signed to do it.
I think he was one of the people that was in an article in a tabloid where they were saying who might be good.
Arnold will do a good Mr. Freeze, though.
Yeah. Arnold will actually be better than Jean-Luc Picard at that role.
He will be Quasi and Dwayne.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Yes.
Chill out.
Well, this is the first time I've ever called. I just want to let you know you guys are really doing a fabulous job. I don't know why them other guys are calling in like that, but
listen,
I think if I can say for a second, I think why those other guys call, it gives them, they are a fan of that show, and if they feel that it gives them a little power, and it makes them feel for just a moment that they're doing a radio show, and it makes them, for whatever reasons, which I'm not a psychoanalyst, so I can't get into it, makes them feel good about themselves. That's why they call, and they associate themselves with that show, and that's fine. More power to them. Go ahead. It just, they have a right to do that, just like people have a right to listen to whatever show they want to do. That's what it's all about.
You know, when I read that thing with Jay Leno, it reminded me of myself that quite often when the subject of another disc jockey comes up, I get very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't, because to be honest with you, down inside my gut, really, our show kicks everybody's show's ass.
Absolutely.
I don't care. And thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. That really makes me feel good. But really, our show's better than anybody else's show, and that's what I think.
And I think that was punctuated by the hang-up.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Jeez, hello.
Yes, I was wondering about your trip to Bosnia, if you're still going to Bosnia.
You know, I think another thing that should be said is that radio people, like anybody in any kind of show business, the most insecure people in the world, and we are not afraid to admit that. Of course, we are tremendously insecure. We would not be in this business if that wasn't the case.
Hello, yes, are we going? Was the question about Bosnia?
Yes, I was wondering if you're still going to Bosnia.
The answer is we are currently in negotiations with the, who is it? Hold on, I got it
the
right
colonel.
Here. Hold on, we are in negotiations with the Department of the Army at the U.S. Military District of Washington, D.C.
I was wondering why Dennis Murphy hasn't asked to go along on this trip.
I think he has. I think he did,
to be honest with you.
He did call, and we're looking. You know, I read an article about those people over there and what they're dealing with over in Bosnia, and I sure hope we get a chance to go over there.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are. It's just, it's not quite as easy as getting a letter from the Army saying, come
right
on over.
Absolutely.
There's clearances and everything else they go through. We're looking at probably 30 more days until we actually do broadcast from Bosnia. Hello? Radio station.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, listen, I listen to all these people talking about Howard Stern. I don't understand what the allure is there. I mean, I watched him when they broadcast him on the entertainment channel. Hello?
Fantastic. Listen, what is the point? I don't want to get all super defensive again.
Yeah, we actually contractually are not
even supposed to talk about him or other guys.
We're not supposed to. We do because when we get calls like that, we think the subject should be addressed. And whether you like that show or not, that show we have said we listen to, we enjoy that show.
Okay, well, I just wanted to throw that in.
You wanted to throw what in? What did you want to throw in?
Well, I wanted to throw in. I don't understand what the attraction is to that show.
Well, that's your opinion, too. Everybody has a right to their opinion. That's fine.
Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody has one.
Absolutely. Hey,
what I don't understand, I said I do understand it, are the people that call and then they mention that on the show and then they move on and they hang up. And I think what it is, as I said, is them getting their little power trip for their little moment, 15 minutes or 5 seconds of fame.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oops. Hi, you are on the air.
Yeah, personally, my a-hole is with you guys against Howard Stern.
See, I mean, we get started with this, and this is what happened.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. All right, I'll try that one. Hello.
Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to ask Mike, if he could do an impersonation of Larry Williams.
My name is Larry Williams. And I can go all night long. I am the Dickman. My name is Larry Williams.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I do too. And okay. And bam, you go to La Quinta Inn. And after you get La Quinta Inn.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Is Don and Mike there?
You're speaking to us now.
Hi, how you doing? First time caller from Washington. Just wondering, when are you all planning on having your next gay rodeo this summer?
We should do that again.
You know, I don't know. We forgot about that over the fall. The next gay and lesbian rodeo, I don't know. We got to get it on. That's a good call.
Because I went to the first one, and I loved it, and I want to go again.
Yeah, the best thing about that gay and lesbian rodeo is when we got all the straight folks to dance together. Gender and gender. It was great.
We didn't have enough gay people down here.
It was great.
Are you gay? Are you a gay?
Yeah.
I think we used to do that in October, October, you discovered in a book,
yes,
I believe,
yes,
Don,
was National Gay Square Dance Month.
That's exactly. Right. We put hay out there, we had farm animals, it was just a wonderful, wonderful affair.
We attract all of our rodeo gay fans. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for supporting the program.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's it. Okay. A quick break here?
Yes.
How about we break for some commercials? We'll come right back. Buzz with news, toe tap, and touch tones, too. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Almost 7 o'clock. Now with a final look at the Thursday night Fight of the Lights. Here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Liberty Gibbet.
WJFK.
Their minds are slowly being taken over by the violently insane Bob Hope, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
That's our names. Go wear them out. Here are the toe tap and touch tones. Spurting out of your radio, making a loogie mess like... You know.
Let a smile be your handshake.
You know what I'm saying. Call 100 right now. And I ain't saying nothing. At 1-800-636-1067. We'll take call 100 right now. Good luck. With the last look at the day's news, here is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. What did Steve Forbes get for the $30 million he spent on an unsuccessful run at the White House? He says it was a good investment, making, quote, an enormous and positive contribution to the future of this country. After officially bowing out of the race this afternoon, Forbes threw his support to Bob Dole, who he says has truly earned that support. Pat Buchanan, meanwhile, is not a happy camper. He's threatening to lead his supporters out of the Republican Party if he doesn't get more respect. Buchanan says he's staying in the race because he says Bob Dole cannot beat Bill Clinton. He also says Dole still hasn't explained why he wants to be president. Dole says, despite Steve Forbes' negative ads about him, he holds no grudge. He says he's happy to have Forbes on his team. In Detroit, they've arrested a man described as one of the most powerful mafia dons on the streets of America. FBI officials say Jack Tocco is the nation's longest-serving organized crime boss. He's one of 17 people indicted on murder, conspiracy, and other charges over the past 30 years. President Clinton's headed back to the White House, but before he left Israel today, he said security must be restored to the Middle East, and with that, he promised Israel $100 million more to help fight terrorism. If the new leaflets are real, the militant Islamic group Hamas is promising